U-G-L-Y, corporate scum, you cheating lie. U-G-L-Y, corporate scum, you cheating lie.
Protesters from multiple organizations met outside Paul Tonko's office in Albany on Tuesday to express their discontent for Tonko's inadequate efforts to promote green energy and to fight climate change. I arrived outside Tonko's office a little early. One man was standing outside on the street corner holding a sign promoting renewable energy. I proceeded to set up my recording gear, and every few minutes, a few more people joined the group. People from different organizations, places, and backgrounds joined together on this humid Tuesday to spark a sense of urgency about climate change. As the gathering grew bigger, I began my interviews. The man standing by himself on the street corner holding the sign when I first got here made his way to the front of the group and began talking. His name is Mark Dunley. He's an organizer affiliated with the Green Education and Legal Fund, as well as People of Albany United for Safe Energy.
The reason why we're doing these weekly vigils out of Congressman Tonko's office is because he really represents the more conservative wing of the Democrats in the House. He is consciously being used by Congresswoman Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House, to fight back against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party, and to particularly to undercut support for the Green New Deal. But we were particularly concerned about the Clean Futures Act, which he is one of the two main co-sponsors of the bill in his role as the chair of the Subcommittee on Climate and the Environment under the Commerce Committee. And it really promotes a lot of false solutions to the climate situation. It wants to continue to allow fossil fuels to be burnt. Particularly, it supports the idea that we should be doing carbon capture and technology, which bottom line is it would allow fossil fuels to be continued to be burned on the hope that we could actually capture their emissions. The reality over decades and tens of billion dollars of research, this has not been viable. It also promotes things like garbage incineration. And I can't quite see it from here, but there used to be an garbage incinerator less than a mile from here that took us 10 years to stop down. And Congressman Tonko is trying to promote getting this around the rest of the country under the idea that burning garbage is renewable energy. He also supports things like nuclear power and biomass, and he really does not support a rapid transition to 100% clean energy. They talk about net zero by 2050, which is this new slogan that they developed in the last 3 or 4 years. And that basically means, let people 30 years from now worry about it. And net zero means we'll continue to be able to burn, fossil fuels.
This next speaker is Hugh Johnson. Hugh Johnson worked for the National Weather Service in Albany, New York, but is now retired. This is what he had to say on why he was at the protest yesterday.
I'm here to see what this Tonko Tuesday is all about. Our climate is in trouble. We are definitely running out of time. I don't think it's going to be tomorrow, but it's going to be soon. And if we don't get our act together, we're going to be in trouble.
The sense of urgency that Hugh had about climate change was shared by all other people that I interviewed yesterday. I then asked Hugh if he had any words for people listening on the radio. This is what he said.
Say, come on down, see what it's about, and try to reach out to Tonko himself. And, he's a nice guy. Tell him that, you got to be cleaner than what you're doing. You can't be burning any fossil fuel anymore. We're done with that.
Hugh's message to call U.S. Representative Tonko himself was reiterated a few minutes later when Mark Dunley, speaking in front of the crowd, urged us all to take out our phones and call Tonko. This is what Mark had to say.
So we want you to call. On the back of your chance sheet is a list of phone numbers. Probably the best one is the D.C. office. As you get out your cell phones, and we're all going to take a moment, 202-225-5076. I'm going to call Mr. Tonko right now.
As protesters were calling Tonko's office and leaving messages for him, I captured one message from Larissa Borglum from Extinction Rebellion.
Hi, Congressman Tonko. My name is Larissa Borglum, and I'm a citizen of Menands, New York. I'm calling you to ask, the Clean Future Act, as you call it, it allows for expansion of fossil fuels and a tax break for waste incineration, which produces dioxin, which I believe is the same chemical that was in Agent Orange. How does that make sense as the Clean Future Act? And also, the New York City climate clock shows we have about 7 years left of our global carbon budget, and your Clean Future Act sets a goal of net carbon neutral by 2050, 30 years from now. How does that make sense? So I just wanted to express my concerns to you and hope that you make some modifications to the Clean Future Act and really make it clean. Thank you.
The protesting against Paul Tonko's lack of urgency when it comes to protecting the environment has been happening every Tuesday in front of his office. It's called Tonko Tuesdays. This Tuesday, members of Extinction Rebellion joined the protest. Larissa describes who she is and what Extinction Rebellion is. Why are you here today?
I'm a member of Extinction Rebellion. I've always been passionate about the environment and, more recently, the climate. We only have 7 years left. We don't have time to fool around. Like, this is serious, and I'm pretty tired of politicians, even people who call themselves progressive or Democrats or whatever, pretending that we have decades left to solve this problem.
Can you tell me more about Extinction Rebellion?
Yeah, Extinction Rebellion is a global movement. It started in the UK a couple of years ago, I think in 2017 or 2018, and they have chapters in lots of countries around the world now, and we use nonviolent direct action to push politicians and other people in power to take action on the climate.
And lastly, I asked Larissa, what would you say to people listening on the radio?
We are running out of time. Do everything you can.
From Tonko's office, the group walked together down to the Chase Bank, about a mile away. Here are some sounds from the walk.
Global warming's got to go! Hey, 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 ho, ho! Global warming's got to go!
No more coal, no more oil!
Keep your carbon in the soil!
No more coal, no more oil!
Keep your carbon in the soil!
Fossil fuels are a shame! Always, always causes pain!
Ban fracking now! Tonko!
Ban fracking now!
Tonko!
Ban fracking now!
Tonko!
Ban fracking now!
Tonko!
Ban fracking now!
Tonko!
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Global warming's got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Global warming's got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Global warming's got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho!
After reaching Chase Bank, the group joined another smaller group that was waiting down outside Chase Bank. Chants could be heard all the way down the street as the group demonstrated their frustration with Paul Tonko along with Chase Bank for their contributions to big oil companies.
U-G-L-Y.
Yeah, yeah, there we go, there we go.
U-G-L-Y.
Corporate scum, you cheat and lie.
U-G-L-Y.
Corporate scum, you cheat and lie. When our planet is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When your water is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Down by Chase Bank, the group gathered into a circle and each person said their name and what organization they were from.
Sandy Steubing, PAWS, and the Green Sanctuary Committee of the UU Church.
Jack Saccone, Green Earth.
Hugh Johnson, retired National Weather Bum, here to fight climate change.
Larry Whitner from the Solidarity Committee of the Capital District.
David Barnard as an individual for climate change.
Dorothy Tristman from Solidarity and Extinction Rebellion.
Rachel Frischella from Extinction Rebellion.
Larissa Borglum from Extinction Rebellion.
Jim Freeman from Extinction Rebellion.
Matt Oil of Extinction Rebellion.
Terry Robin from Schenectady Neighbors for Peace and PAWS.
The amount of different organizations present was impressive. It spoke to the common passion that they all have, a strong sense of urgency and ambition to make things happen. Sandy Steubing from People of Albany United for Safe Energy, or PAWS, spoke at the end of the protest, wrapping up the events and speaking about the future.
Movement, a stronger rally, and in addition, you know, the march down here was fun. I think we caught a lot of eyes, caught a lot of ears, and I think we ought to do it again sometime. Okay.